Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad after all that I've been through, I still have joy. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, he's keeping on the Holy Spirit, and it is something else.
I'm telling you, everybody should be in that class. It is really good. And my church home is Temple Salvation. We're located at 304 Aiken Avenue in Perryville, Maryland. My pastor is Pastor Keith Hanson. My assistant pastor is Evangelist Teresa Hanson. Our morning service on Sunday morning is 11 a.m. First Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Intercessory prayer. Every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Bible study. Every first and third Thursday of the month is the food pantry from 1 to 3. So let's remember those announcements. Our anniversary will be coming up in July. The church and pastor anniversary will be coming up in July. We want to do something special for that day, that particular day. We want to do something special. It's more blessed to give than to receive, and that is a true saying, because if you can give, that means God has blessed you to give. If you only receiving it, you need something, and you're receiving something you don't have. And I'm learning more and more, you have not because you ask not. And when we ask, a lot of time we ask amiss with the wrong motive, not pleasing to God while we asking for it. So if it's not lined up with God's will, no matter what we ask, it got to be lined up with the will of God. And he will hear and answer your prayer. Yes, no, or wait. Not all the time, yes. And it's not all the time, no. It's not all the time, wait. But it's one of the three. We're going to have a short prayer here. Our Father God Almighty, everlasting, everlasting, give us every good and perfect gift. We come to you with bowed heads and humble spirit. Just as I said, Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you how you became sin for us that we may be made the righteousness of God. We thank you for your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your ascension. Realizing that you didn't have to die, but we're glad that you did. So glad you did, Lord God. Gave us the right to salvation. You reached down and you picked us up and turned us around and you placed our feet on solid ground, that we are able to communicate with you and talk with you, and you intercede for us. You have a mediator between us and God, and we are so glad about that, because you know exactly what we need. We do not know what to pray for, but the spirit interceding with moaning and groaning which cannot be uttered. Lord God, we ask you to continue to lean on, let us lean on you and depend on you, because we need you so desperately. Lord, we are living in the last days, Lord. Time is soon to come, is winding up. The handwriting is on the wall. Everything is happening. Man has turned completely away from God. Everything God tells us to do, we don't do. And that's because of a lack of knowledge. We know, but yet and still we don't know. God knows what we know and what we don't know. Paul said the reason he did some of the things he did because he was ignorant. And some of us are ignorant. We think we have gotten a reprobated mind. We think we're right when we are dead wrong. Come back, America, come back to God. United States of America, turn. Humble yourself and pray. Seek God's face and turn from your wicked ways. Then will we hear from heaven and he will heal the land. The land needs a healing. The land needs a healing. Something is coming up in November, our election, if I'm correct. Pray and ask God who to vote for. Who to vote for, because God knows each and every one of those candidates. He knows what they're going to do before we even do it. And let us be led and guided by the Spirit. The Spirit will not steer us wrong. We can only go right with the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us, teaching us and keeping us. Lord God, we love you. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are Lord of lords and you're King of kings, that bright and morning star. You're all that and even a whole lot more. And you are the way, but we don't see no way. You are the way, truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by through you. We need you, Lord God. We cannot get along without you. Our young people need you. Coming up in a mean and unfriendly world, there's killing and stealing and drugs and prostitution, lesbianism, all that stuff going on. That is trying to influence our children and drive them away from God. But train them up in the way that they should go, and it will not depart from them. Train up your children. We're living in some perilous times. It's time to turn back to God. Let him be your God, and we be his people. He wants us to turn back to him. His will is for nobody to perish, but we all come into repentance. That is his will for us, that we all be saved. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a just God we serve. Merciful God. He have mercy on us. When he disciplined us, he have mercy. And I thank him for his grace and his mercy. And I thank him for being just who he is. He don't need no help from no one. He's God all by himself. He just wants us to trust his plan for us. Trust God. Put your confidence in him. Lean on him. Depend on him. Pray with him. Pray to him. All this and even more. He just wants us to turn and say yes to your will and to your way, Lord. If you want me to go, I go. If you want me to do, I do. Whatever it is that you want me to do. My answer is yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me in my whole heart, I agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. We pray for the listener. Pray for that sinner man, woman, boy, girl that don't know you in the pardon of the sin. Pray for the one that's incarcerated. Some is guilty and some are not guilty, Lord. You know who is who. You made them and you know all about them. You know their mind. You know what they're capable of doing. So, nursing home, Lord. Please just don't forget about our older people in nursing home. Go out and visit them. They'll be glad that you did. Give us a mind to just give and do what you have assigned to our hands to do it. Now is the time to do it. Pray for my church family, my biological family. Pray for all the saints in this country, in other countries. Pray for the saints. Lord, when I've done all that has been assigned to my hand to do, can't do no more. Go into my room, won't be even able to come out no more. Ask me to please receive my soul a resting place in your kingdom. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth and meditation in my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Satan trying to get in my prayer. I know what is happening. He's a lie, and the truth is not in him. We're going to the book of Job. Job. And you want to get there. 14th chapter. Bear with me. We'll get in there. I should have had it small song. What we're going to be talking about today, I'm going to read this one verse and I'll give you what we're going to be talking about today. It's Job, the 14th chapter and the 14th verse. Read as follows. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Change is something that don't remain the same. It's constantly from one thing to the next. Our children change, our husband change, our wives change, our parents change, the weather change, the season change. But we're dealing with a lot of changes here. And what I'm talking about is all my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. It's a set time for everything. It's a time and a season for everything. Wait is to stop right there. Wait 1 minute. Spiritual wait. Wait and see them all. Wait and see what God say about this. I'm going to wait until I hear from God Almighty. And he will lead me and guide me and teach me and keep me, and he will show me what to do. God wants us. See, God knew that we would not be able to make the decision, some decision that we make, without the aid of the Holy Spirit. And we were talking about the Holy Spirit last night. It's a powerful thing. It's a person. Like in the Garden of Eden, when he said, let us make man. The Trinity was at work, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Son was here from the beginning. He was here from the beginning. But God manifested in the flesh. That's what it is. God manifested in the flesh. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and it will guide you. It will show you what to do. It will show you the way to go. If a man die, shall he live again? That's the question. Shall he live again? Yes. If he in Christ, he's going to live again. He's going to live forever. All the days of my appointed time, that time, will I wait till my change comes. We are as Christians. We get in such a hurry. We're like microwave Christians. We want a quick fix. We don't have time to wait on God. He's not coming fast enough. So we're going to take things in our own hands. We're not going to wait. No, I'm not going to wait no longer. I've been praying. Now I'm not waiting no more. I'm just going to go on and do what I have to do. That's not the attitude we should have. What attitude we should have is patience. We got to have patience, endurance, to endure, to wait until you hear from God. We have made so many mistakes. I have in my life made, I can't even count it, so many mistakes, without consulting God. But I learned down through the years that I must consult God on whatever it is that I do, that he will be pleased with it. And it's the right thing. Because if I'm led and guided by the Spirit, it's the right thing. You can't go wrong. We all going to change. It's going to come a time when we all going to change. We just going to have to wait. Some things you got to wait for. You can't get in no hurry. You got to wait. Be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:51-57. It's a little different. It's talking about a change, but that's just a spiritual change. A change will come sooner or later. 1 Corinthians, we're going to 1 Corinthians 15, one second. Okay. And 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 51 through the 57 verse. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We are not all going to be dead. But we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Incorruptible. They're going to be changed. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible, that's the sin nature now, must put on incorruption, meaning the glorified body, with no sin nature. And this mortal, subject to death, must put on immortality, but never die. So this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and the mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall we be bought, it should be bought fast, and saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. That's what we're going to have, victory. And the strength of sin is the law. The strength of sin is the law. And Psalms 30 and 5 says, for his anger endureth for a moment, and his favor is life weeping, may endure for the night. But joy comes in the morning. Talking about things, talking about Israel. We may go through, but it is only temporary. Wait for your change to come. I know when we want something, we want it right away. I know that, because I mean myself, I want it right away. But I know some things I just got to wait for. And that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting. I'm leaning and depending on God to do what he needs to do to get me what I asked for, give me what I asked for. We all have an appointed time to go through. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much fame you have. I don't care how big your house is. I don't care how big your bank account is. Sooner or later, you are going to go through a change. Might be your health. Maybe a different thing. Your children acting up. Some of them cause us to change our neighborhood, change the school. Maybe the kids won't be so bad, but they are wherever you go. Sin is on the rampage, and it's trying to snatch our young people. Because our young people got to carry on for tomorrow when we go off the scene. It's going to happen. Change is going to come. We might as well get prepared. Either we gone or they gone off the scene, one or the other. But it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death is the judgment. John 16 and 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. That letting go, everything not going to be hunky-dory all the time. Change is about to come. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. We run into a problem, but we don't wait on God. Run into a problem every time, but we get ahead of God. We make a mess. We make a big mess, and then we go call and beg and cry and call and beg and cry to God and help us. Lord, help me. I need help. First, repent. Say, Lord, I know I done wrong. I didn't wait on you, but will you have mercy on me? Just have mercy. Grant me mercy. And he will. We got to learn patience for one thing. And we must learn to endure. A change will come. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Lean not to your understanding. Say in all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all that we do, acknowledge God. And we don't do that. Because I don't do it every time myself, but I should do it. It's wrong with me not to do it. But sometimes I forget. And he will direct your path. If we acknowledge God, he will give us direction. And we won't go wrong. Because we are leaning and we are depending upon him to show us the way, to lead us and guide us and show us the way to go. He is our leader. He is God. He's telling us in his word what we must do. But for some reason, we don't believe God's word. It's just written there. But I believe every word in this Bible. And I don't know every word in this Bible, but I believe every single one of them. Job said, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I know the situation I'm in. I know I'm in agony. I know I'm in pain. But I'm going to still trust in God. Those are powerful words. This man was in agony, in pain, suffering. He lost everything he had. His wife was acting foolish. Some of you need to curse your God and die. He said, you speak up like a foolish woman. You don't even speak like my wife. In Job 8:7, though thy beginning was small, yet the latter end shall be greatly increased. When we give our problem to God, trust God to work them out. Wait on the Lord. There is nothing too hard for God. In Isaiah 40:31 said, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God promised to give us strength for the journey that we're going to take, and we are on a journey. Down here on earth is just temporary. It's out of dressing up room, as some people quoted. This is where we get ready to go where God is. So when he comes back for us, we will know that we're going with the Lord. He wants us all to be with him. He wants everybody to be with him. But he knows some are rebellious, some is hard-headed, some are stiff-necked, and some just ain't going to do right. Some is born bent and bound to go to hell. Hell has enlarged itself because so many desire to go there. You can tell by listening to the news. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. Just remember, Jesus Christ died that we all might have a right to the tree of life, that we would have everlasting life, that he arose with all power. His death, burial, and resurrection, his ascension. To sitting there on the right hand of God the Father, right now, interceding for us, pleading for us. So let's serve the true and the living God. Don't you want to be on the winning team? I do. I want to be with God. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.